College senior Allie Hayes is determined to make her fourth breakup with Sean permanent, despite his persistent voicemails trying to win her back. When her best friend Hannah leaves town for the weekend, Allie finds herself reluctantly under the watch of Dean De Laurentiis, Boston College's notorious player with a wealthy background and devil-may-care attitude. What begins as an awkward babysitting arrangement transforms when Dean takes Allie to the rooftop garden, where tequila shots and surprisingly deep conversation dissolve their carefully maintained distance. Despite her initial resistance, their chemistry becomes impossible to ignore, culminating in a passionate night that leaves Allie both thrilled and mortified. "This isn't me," she insists repeatedly the next morning, desperate to forget an encounter that felt far more significant than a simple rebound. Dean De Laurentiis has always found women falling at his feet, but Allie's morning after regret represents unfamiliar territory. Though distracted by thoughts of her, he maintains his careful facade while revealing unexpected depth, offering insightful hockey advice to teammates and planning to attend Harvard Law despite his playboy reputation. When he learns Allie is upset after a call from her ex, he barges into her dorm room, immediately removing his shirt because he doesn't like shirts, and insists on cheering her up. Their conversation reveals surprising insights. Dean passionately argues against slut-shaming when Allie expresses regret about their hookup. While coaching youth hockey is part of a mandatory voluntary position, Dean encounters Dakota, a precocious 10-year-old whose direct questions catch him off guard. When she matter-of-factly explains that she's never learned to skate because her family could only afford lessons for her brother Robbie, Dean feels an uncomfortable awareness of his privileged upbringing. He finds himself genuinely invested in coaching the Hurricanes youth team, particularly admiring veteran coach Ellis's practice of taking a moment with each player after practice to offer specific, personalized compliments. Dean's protective instincts surface when he learns that Robbie stays behind after practice because his mother works late, and he volunteers to run extra drills with the boy. His academic life reveals additional complexity. Following an engaging international relations lecture where his thoughtful questions surprise classmates, he endures a confrontation with Sabrina, a competitive pre-law student who mocks his intelligence. When she brings up LSAT scores, Dean calmly reveals he scored 2 points higher than she did, exposing intellectual capabilities that contradicts his party boy reputation. In a surprising turn, Dean becomes engrossed in Allie's guilty pleasure, a ridiculous French soap opera called Solange that she watches to improve her language skills. Their viewing sessions become regular, with Dean bringing takeout and Allie supplying margaritas. During one particularly intense episode, Dean dramatically throws himself onto her couch, declaring his man card is being permanently revoked. "I'm drinking pink margaritas and yelling at the TV about masked balls," he groans, though his smile betrays his enjoyment. When Allie questions whether this is all an elaborate seduction, Dean's smooth demeanor falters. He insists with unexpected earnestness that he genuinely enjoys their time together. The atmosphere shifts from playful to charged with possibility, leaving both aware that something has fundamentally changed in their dynamic. "Stick with me, kid, and your entire life will change for the better," Dean tells her with characteristic confidence as he leaves, though there's a new note of sincerity in his voice. After weeks of tension and several passionate encounters, Allie and Dean agree to be exclusive, despite insisting their relationship is just a fling. Their arrangement is tested when Hannah mentions seeing Dean making out with another girl at a bar, a misunderstanding that leads to a jealous confrontation and passionate reconciliation behind Malone's. The next challenge comes when Sean produces 2 airline tickets to Los Angeles, departing after graduation, showing he's now willing to support Allie's dreams. Despite this grand gesture, she firmly tells him no. They're broken up, and she wants them both to move on. As their relationship deepens, Dean suggests driving Allie to New York for Thanksgiving, offering to stay at his Manhattan penthouse while she visits her father in Brooklyn. During the drive, he reveals his dating history, including a relationship with his high school coach's daughter that ended badly, shaping his approach to relationships, complete honesty about intentions, and no dating virgins or freshmen. Despite his reservations, Dean accepts Allie's invitation to join Thanksgiving dinner with her father, who has multiple sclerosis, as a friend from school who didn't have anywhere else to go. The couple's relationship faces its greatest test when Dean's teammate, Beau, dies in a car accident. Dean's grief manifests as self-destructive behavior, drinking heavily, using drugs, and emotionally withdrawing. When he misses Allie's play's opening night, despite promising to attend, choosing instead to party and take ecstasy, she finally decides she can't stay with him. In a heartbreaking confrontation, she tells him, "People die. It wrecks me that Beau is gone. It fucking wrecks me. But you can't just drink all the pain away." Through tears, she explains that while she understands grief, having watched her mother die of cancer, she refuses to enable his destructive coping. This wake-up call, combined with being kicked off the hockey team after failing a drug test, forces Dean to confront his behavior. He embarks on an apology spree, making amends with everyone he's hurt: Hannah, his teammates, Coach Ellis, the Hurricanes boys, Dakota, and even Beau's mother, Joanna. 3 days after leaving Dean, Allie meets him, explaining she needs time alone. "I've never been alone, Dean, ever." During their separation, both make significant decisions. When they reunite, Dean surprises Allie with plane tickets, not for himself to join her in LA, but for her father. Unlike Sean, who wanted to follow her, Dean aims to enable her independence. Allie reveals she's declining the role because it doesn't align with her career goals. Dean shares he's pursuing a career as a gym teacher rather than Harvard Law, finding a position teaching PE and coaching girls' hockey in Manhattan, while Allie accepts a role in a cable show filming in New York. What makes their relationship work is their mutual respect for each other's independence. Dean encourages Allie's ambitions rather than expecting her to conform to his vision. Similarly, Allie supports Dean's decision to defy family expectations. Their story shows that sometimes the seemingly least suitable person might truly see and support your authentic self. Dean's transformation isn't about abandoning his personality, but channeling his charisma into meaningful pursuits while learning vulnerability. Their journey illustrates that real love doesn't require compromising identity. It provides the foundation for authentic growth. Their relationship, which began with tequila, has transformed into a partnership built on understanding, respect, and love.